Blog Talk Radio.
The Visionary Hotspot. Talk radio with the consciousness of women, for women, by women. A radio show bridging the gap among women desiring their purpose with the world's greatest minds, achievers, and believers of women's progress. The Visionary Hotspot. Inspiring, encouraging, enlightening, and empowering women to live life as our greatest self. I am you, you are me, and we are visionary women.
Hello, hello, and welcome everyone to the Visionary Hotspot Talk Radio. And today we are talking about, is there a price we pay when we go against our purpose? And we are having this conversation with Veronica Lee. Veronica, how are you?
I'm doing great, Charmaine. How are you?
I am doing wonderful because this is a conversation that we should have had with the world 20 million years ago, because that is how revolutionary it really is when we come into the ideals of our purpose and moving forward in that direction. So today, everyone, join us today. Remember, you can always call us in at 347-989-8564. So, Veronica, tell us, why is this conversation so near and dear to you?
That's a really good question, because it took me a while to actually figure out why it was near and dear to me. And really, it became sort of a directive from the universe versus from within, which is often what happens to us, right? We try to do our lives. We may think we have a purpose, or maybe we think we're fulfilling it by doing X, Y, or Z. And for me, it was motherhood for a while. And then lo and behold, life will happen, and it'll often steer us, not nicely in some respects, into the direction in which we should have been going anyway. And it's a direction that will often be more fulfilling than we imagined, a lot more challenging than we imagined, and so aligned with who we are as soul human beings. So I kind of stumbled into it in some respects, but at the same time, it was also very clear to me from a young age that this is really what I've come in to do, which is to help people really awaken to who they are, to their power, and to start living into their own purpose.
Wow. You know what I find funny is when you mention awakened and stumbled, because that's the whole ideal, I think, when it comes to us fascinating with the idea of living in our purpose. It often comes up like a stumble, if that makes sense. It's not as though we go after it and then all of a sudden this huge epiphany. Literally,
exactly.
We know we're searching, we know we need, we know we desire for a greater impact in our lives, but it doesn't just come when we desire it. We literally, oftentimes, stumble upon our purpose. But I guess my question would be, when confronted with your purpose, when do we go from simply recognizing it, realizing that it exists, and actually beginning the process of living in it?
That's a really good question. So I feel like this is a multiple stage sort of process. So it's often not, you know, as simplistic as like we would love it to be, which is, oh, gee, I want to be a, you know, firefighter when I grow up, and I'm going to go to school and I'm going to learn this and then I'm going to move into that field. What I see is that sometimes our purpose is so deep and so embedded in us that oftentimes those, you know, hobbies or vocations might indicate what we're really here to do, but they aren't necessarily the it that we are really looking for. So what ends up happening is there's a process of unfoldment rather than, sometimes it is an epiphany, but it's often, oh, gee, I'm not happy being the firefighter that I thought I was, but I recognize the qualities in me and the qualities in that work that I really enjoy.
Exactly.
And where there's the match.
Yes.
And then it goes deeper from there. Absolutely. So it's a partial awakening, a partial stumbling, a partial, you know, serendipitous, you know, blessing.
Right.
I mean, there's so many factors. Yes.
Right. It's literally like so many moving parts to this organism. And the reason why I call it an organism is because it's alive, just like you are. Your purpose is simply alive. It is not just an ideal, and it most certainly is not simply an idea. It is a living, breathing organism, and it becomes a part of you. You and your purpose become one and the same. So when I tell everyone what it is that I do, it was like literally, okay, Charmaine, your degree is in psychology. How did you become a part of the media? And I literally cannot tell you how I love to talk. I enjoy a great intellectual stimulating conversation. And the one thing I realized was very soon on, after even beginning my initial practice, was, okay, listen, sitting here every day talking to someone about their problems versus talking to the world about our problems and then bringing it to the forefront, I knew was something that was ingrained in me. Because literally, when you wake up and you think about it, you go to sleep before you go to bed, you think about it. Somewhere in between the middle of the night, you dream about it. That's your purpose talking to you. So how do we start living in a place and in a space where we accept our purpose? Because a lot of us are fighting it.
Yes. What I see, and, you know, as an intuitive, what I often do is I look at people from a soul level. So, yes, a lot of people go to intuitives because they are trying to understand something in their lives, and oftentimes that might be something that feels important to them, but in the grander scheme, it's fairly mundane. It's like, oh, what career should I go after, or what about this relationship? But regardless of what they ask, I see people on such a soul level that I actually see what they've come in here to do, what their inherent gifts are, and what, in essence, is their soul's agreement. And what happens is it's a matter of understanding first who we are. So if you happen to like psychology, you know, that's an indication that you like the, you know, how people are socially. You want to understand the whole person. When you look at somebody like you, and I, you know, am looking at you just briefly, I'm not going to go invade your space, but when I look at someone like you who has this natural gift, really on a soul level, your gift is people. It's understanding people. It's understanding relationships. It's understanding the kind of the mechanisms of how we all work as humans. And yes, you did get that, you know, in school, but if you go back to when you were a child, you were already showing those, you know, qualities, those characteristics, right? It came naturally to you. And so from there, it was like, oh, this is where I'm drawn because this is, you know, kind of, you know, nurturing a skill that I already, you know, have. And at the same time, it's a lot deeper than you often realize. So it's a matter of really recognizing that we are unique, that we do, you know, have these amazing qualities that are so inherent that we don't often recognize them. We think, oh, well, doesn't everybody see how things work in terms of relationships? You know, isn't everybody pretty clear when somebody says something, what they really mean is this? And the answer is no, not everybody does.
Exactly.
You know, we have our own gifts, and it's a matter of learning to, you know, hone in on those.
Wow. Now, let me ask you this question, because I have learned this very challenging, perplexing lesson that life gave me. So when I went against my purpose, when I'm just living my life, because here's the interesting thing about Charmaine. I actually would prefer to live a very mundane life. In my wildest dreams, I would never on my own want to live the life I'm living right now. I would prefer to have a house full with children, sitting on my porch, enjoying my kids, no drama, you know, very financially secured, not thinking about anything else. And literally, if I had it my way. But on another surface level, this is something that I realized very soon after that my life was taking a totally different spin. And so I fought that all the time. And so my question would be, how do we stop fighting our purpose? And is there a real, is there some form of punishment we give to ourselves when we go against our purpose?
Absolutely. And, you know, this is a great question because it's not necessarily fair and even across the spectrum as much as we would love for it to be, right? If we look at any kind of crime, you know, why do some people go to jail for, you know, stealing, you know, 50 cents and other people can, you know, steal, you know, from, you know, big banks or whatever and nothing happens, right? And so I can't give you an answer that's across the board, but what I do see, and this is pretty general, is when you came in as a very awake being and you came in highly skilled to change the dynamics and the system in which we live, you agreed to that on a soul level and it will hold you accountable. You as a soul will hold you accountable. And that'll show up in many different ways. So it could, in my life, it happened to show up in terms of a crisis, right? In other words, I was born into a family that accepted, you know, intuition as norm. I really, you know, and, you know, I'm 50. And so, you know, growing up in the 70s with all this woo-woo stuff was not normal back then. And so for me, I wanted, like all children or like all of us in regards to social creatures, wanted to fit in. So part of fitting in was disowning my true nature. And, you know, I wanted similar to what you wanted, Charmaine. I just wanted to be a mom and have my kids and, you know, be happily ever after. And when everything came crashing down in my life, it forced me into, you know, this realization that I came in for something different. As much as it would have been nice to just, you know, put on the apron and move forward with that regard. But it also was a turning point for me to recognize and step up into it. So what some people will do, well, you know, it's not, again, always, but they'll often keep pushing it away and push it away until there really is a bigger crisis. So it can happen with, you know, in terms of relationships, marriages, it can happen in terms of losing homes, it can happen in terms of health. So there are lots of indications that are trying to lead us to our purpose, which is, you know, really showing up as the beings that we came here to be and, you know, bringing forth our gifts and serving in some way to that capacity. Or we could keep ignoring it until we start to, you know, energetically and physically or emotionally fall apart.
Wow. Now, Veronica, we have a caller on the line. And hi, caller, how are you? What's your name? Hi, caller, this is the Visionary Hotspot. What's your name? Hello? Caller, are you there? Okay, I think the caller has left, but that's okay. So go back and dive into that, Veronica, because it's very important. It's vital that we live in a place and a space where, you know, we're not simply connecting to this ideal of what we had, because as you mentioned before, when the whole roof fell off of what you thought was your perfect life, it allowed your purpose to kind of unfold on its own. So then I guess my next question would be, on the other side of this commercial break, how is it that we live in a place that is a form of reality, but then we operate into a spiritual space that allows us to connect with something greater? Everyone will have the answer to that question on the other side of this commercial break.
Join us at thevisionarywoman.com, a media network of women, for women, by women. Watch our hosts of insightful video exchange interviews. Listen to the Visionary Hotspot Talk Radio to empower your evenings and read fascinating articles of perseverance and inspiration, all with you in mind. Visit thevisionarywoman.com and follow us on our social media pages, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Yes, everyone, we're back from that amazing commercial break, and our caller is back. So we're going to chime in with our caller who's here to talk with Veronica. Hi, caller, what's your name?
Is that me, Susan?
Wonderful. It's so wonderful to have you here today with us at the Visionary Hotspot. And today, as you know, we're talking about, is there a price we pay when we go against our purpose? We would love to hear what you think.
Well, I'm still trying to find my purpose, so Yeah, I'm kind of floundering, so maybe that's, you know, price I'm paying is floundering.
Wow. Well, you're here at the right place. Veronica, help our caller come to a place where she can gain some kind of understanding about how to collide in or come in contact with your purpose.
Yes. So, Susan, you know, one of the things that happens is that we often get a little bit confused because we are so multi-talented and so multi-dimensional that we often want to box up our purpose into one thing, whereas it often is a series of many things that really resonate with joy for us. So if we happen to be the type that really like to do many different things, then in essence, that can be our purpose, except what we want to do is always show up for that, to show up with our gifts, to show up with our talents, to show up with our hearts and be as present as we can in that moment. So in essence, you know, all of us, the purpose, if we all lived into the purpose of living our bliss and living in joy, then we are in essence fulfilling it. But then it can look specific if we choose to have something more specific around that. So is there something that you are wondering about, Susan, or is this kind of giving you the information that to make it more clear for you?
Well, you nailed it when you said, you know, I feel like I have many multi-talented, I have multi-talents, and so when you were talking about that, I was thinking, well, then I need to follow my joy in which one I want to explore, and so that's what came to my mind. But
exactly.
But I also finding myself just tired and not wanting to do anything, and I just want to, you know, not have to do anything. So
exactly.
Well,
this actually goes back to, this actually goes back to what Charmaine was asking about, this idea of reality, you know, the 3D reality in which we live and how it kind of, let's say, coincides or bumps up against the spiritual nature. And it is a fine line that we walk. And, you know, unfortunately, and I'll use that word lightly, you know, we live in a society that sort of focuses on work and doing and making money and survival as part of the criteria in a way that causes a lot of stress for people, and then that joy gets sucked out, right? We have to work in order to survive. We have to be able to keep a roof over our head, our bellies full. And yet, it's not that we're not willing to work. We are very much geared, you know, to move forward, to evolve, to progress and become who we are here to be. However, that rush or that pressure often kind of takes the steam out of it. It's sort of like, okay, you know, when do I get to rest? So working 5 days a week and having only a weekend to relax is really kind of backwards. And yet that's not to say that we should all be lounging around, but it's really hard to find that balance when the pressures are so great. So it's not really you. It's really that you're coming up against that reality in which, you know, the real 3D world is saying, but, and you're going, oh, you know, I'm doing my best. How can I, you know, experience both my gifts and, you know, the not doing aspects of just being.
Right.
And
right.
Veronica, let me ask you. Oh, I'm sorry, Paula, because I was just going to interject, if I may. You know, I think also sometimes, and correct me if I'm wrong, Paula, of how you're perceiving things, but I think also feeling tired comes with a mental capability also. You know, sometimes when you're mm-hmm. so passionate about so many different things, you literally mm-hmm. can take an hour and imagine what your life could look like. And that can also take you into a place where you're being pulled by in so many directions that you are spiritually, emotionally, and mentally drained. And the journey hasn't really started. So I wondered to myself, is it vital, Veronica, for our wonderful visionary sister here to really kind of put pen to paper and write her dreams down? Because what I found is what is written comes to pass. What is written down on paper, you cannot negotiate with it, you cannot combat it, because that is the reality you decided to take on. So how do we start allowing us to chime in on exactly what that looks like.
Yeah, that's a good one. And I don't necessarily want to box you in, Susan, by saying to do anything in particular, because I know we're all very unique beings. But what I do see is that, you know, some of us are going to be much more focused in general, just personality-wise, and be able to, you know, really have a clear picture. And some of us are going to be a little bit more floaty. And what I find is sometimes the people who are super awake in terms of this connection, and I don't mean to say judgment, I'm just saying the ones who are sort of like living in the ethers along with spirit tend to be more mm-hmm. floaty, and so coming in mm-hmm. and really incarnating and really being in your body and writing things down will be that much more powerful because it's anchoring it in more, whereas sometimes people who are really good at goal setting have a harder time sometimes letting go, and that's also part of manifesting, is to not be so controlling, to not try to, you know, and to kind of get a little bit more loose and airy and connect in and listen. So I think it can be really based on where we are on the spectrum, let's say, and what it is we're looking for. But the good thing about when you start to have a vision and start to plan, that it gives you at least something to work towards so that you don't start to feel so, let's say, disengaged or helpless or hopeless. So by mm-hmm. having, even if you do it in bite-sized pieces, if you start to have a plan, and I say work with someone, you know, whether it's your neighbor, you know, it's just like exercise, for example. If we're not so motivated to do it ourselves, it's nice to have a little exercise buddy, somebody who, you know, you can just buddy up with and say, you know, let's meet every Tuesday for tea and talk about what we've accomplished this week in terms of our dream.
Mm-hmm. Oh, perfect. Yeah, I think it's excellent advice for me to start writing some things down, because it's just too much in the ethers, and I'm just kind of, you know, in the ocean, just letting myself be, oh, well, let's go do this today, and let's, you know, and then when I have to do something I kind of don't want to have to do, then I feel tired. So
exactly.
I need to write some things down.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, Cole, I'm so glad you joined us today, and I'm also so glad you had the opportunity to drink from the wealth and the spiritual intuition that comes with Veronica Lee, because, listen, what we're getting here for free, she charges clients big-time money for. So I'm so glad you had the chance to join us. And remember, call back next week. We're going to have some amazing, amazing women coming on the show. So, Veronica, tell me, what is the place in the space where we start living a life filled with not simply purpose, but also meaning, making sure that we have meaning in our purpose? Because a life filled with purpose that only benefits you, is that really purpose?
Yeah, that's a tricky one, because really meaning is kind of an outward projection that somehow you are involved, and we do want to be involved. We are, like you say at the very beginning of your show, you know, I am you, you are me. We are one. So in order to really feel that oneness, in order to feel that heart connection, we do want to engage with other people. However, the word meaning can sometimes imply that I am, you know, needing to do something other than being me. And so it's really tricky, because we came out of the 80s, which was very, you know, me-oriented and, you know, very me in a different kind of way. And what I really have found is that when we are acting out of service because we feel unworthy inside, then that real sense of meaning is only an illusion, that it's as if we're trying to make up for something. So in other words, it's really clear that who you are, when you step into your power, when you recognize that you've come here for a reason, that in and of itself, you discover meaning within you, and that can then be, you know, delivered in what you do. But if you're just doing the service part and trying to make a difference, but you're not fulfilled within, then it's almost like you're trying to, you know, discover worthiness from the outside. Does that make sense?
It does, because a lot of times that's what we're all trying to do. A lot of times I find we find comfort in the compliments that come along with someone else's validation. So when we think
exactly.
in terms of, you're right, when we think in terms of outward meaning, It only means something if someone else validates that it's actually meaningful. But here's the interesting thing. I knew of an older woman. I'm not kidding. I knew of this older woman who would disappear every single afternoon. And I used to think to myself, well, that's so peculiar. Every single day at the same time, Monday through Friday, this old lady would get in her car. She would drive away. So one day I was going to the grocery store anyway, and I just so happened to follow her. And every single day, the reason why she was leaving at the same time was because she was going to the soup kitchen to feed the elderly. So it was so amazing to me because not one time did she ask me for her help. Not one time did she ask me, could I volunteer, because this is something she was doing. She literally said, well, it's something that needs to be done, and I'm here doing nothing. I'm willing to invest my time, my effort, to make someone else's day lighter and brighter and joyful and happy. So when we think in terms of our purpose, can we also think in terms of our purpose, bringing purpose to someone else's life?
Absolutely. And I think that if we can start to really show up, just like this woman did, and say, I'm doing this because it's important to me and it's important to the people who I'm meeting, then right then and there, there's that immediate connection. And like you said, she wasn't trying to make other people do it. She wasn't, you know, telling everybody on Facebook what a wonderful, you know, job she's done because she's feeding the homeless, right? She just simply did it. And there's that, you know, humility and that. And not to say that you have to be humble by any means, but the point was that you can feel the meaningfulness in it. You can feel it because she just showed up. It wasn't because she was trying to get something in return. And so I think that we are really moving into this place where when we are doing things that are sort of meeting us on an egoic level, whether it's, oh, I've made this much money, so I feel good, or I've done this much support of others, so I feel better, it's going to come around and bite us at some point. It's not going to feel as fulfilling. But when we start to say, I show up each day, and if that all that is, you know, I go to the corner and it means so much to me to help the children walk across the street safely, and that's what I do, then that's what you do, and it just brings you joy. And that's perfect right there. So it's not, you know, how many lives you affect. It's not how much money you make. It's really showing up when you are called by the heart, by the soul, to do whatever it is in that moment and saying, I'm here, I'm present with this, and I don't necessarily need to feel fulfilled from the outside because of it.
Wow. Veronica, let me tell you, this conversation has been so dynamic on so many different levels. I am so glad you had the opportunity to join us today. Well, my audience wants to reach out to Veronica Lee. We need our cups filled. We need to connect with our inner purpose, and we are looking for you to help guide us in that direction. How do we reach you?
Yes, my website is veronicalee.tv. And, you know, there are so many things that I can support people with, whether it's, you know, a one-on-one session or classes, but I'm also on Facebook, and so people can find me there, and I often put a little bit of inspiration out in the world, and, you know, it's very simplistic and yet very profound.
Oh, wow. This has been so enlightening and just engaging. I mean, literally, like a cup of fresh water. Everyone, remember, you can always join me, Charmaine Caraway, at the Visionary Hotspot. Don't forget to join us also at thevisionarywoman.com, where we have fascinating articles, we have amazing interviews, and not to mention this fantastic radio show. We will see you every Thursday at 5 p.m. You can call in at 347-989-8564. That's 347-989-8564. We'll see you next week. Bye.
The Visionary Hotspot. Talk radio with the consciousness of women, for women, by women. A radio show bridging the gap among women desiring their purpose with the world's greatest minds, achievers, and believers of women's progress. The Visionary Hotspot. inspiring, encouraging, enlightening, and empowering women to live life as our greatest self. I am you, you are me, and we are visionary women.